Conclusion. My aim in publishing this small work can be summed up very simply. I am appealing for, and strongly appealing for it at that, the following. Alongside stated monologue preaching and teaching by qualified, recognized teachers, which, as I have argued, has a vital role to play within the ecclesia, I am calling for the recognition of hearer participation within, under, and alongside that ministry, in order to stimulate a vibrant one another ministry within the ecclesia. I go further. I want to stress the need for this as a matter of urgency. So I urge all concerned to encourage it and take all necessary steps to facilitate it. That is, I appeal to the stated teachers to do their part, and I appeal to all brothers and sisters likewise to do their part in this work. Get stuck in. Remember, it takes two to make this work. In this case, both the stated preachers and the hearers. This means that I am appealing for preachers and teachers to arouse curiosity and provoke thought in their hearers, and to do so by design, and for their hearers to nurture themselves in this approach. That is, I am calling for every believer to look upon this as a priority of ecclesia life. By way of encouraging this, I draw attention to what so many have found to be true. Those who try to teach others do, themselves, learn most. That is, we learn best by trying to teach others. It is only when we can express a thought in our own words, not merely repeat a hackneyed phrase dinned into us from a confession or creed or catechism by rote, that we have really grasped it. Consequently, one of the best ways to learn something is to make the effort to explain it to somebody else. Try it and see. A classic win-win. Moreover, Acts 17:11 must become more than a mere slogan. Don't trot it out. Do it. In a nutshell, the present culture of church, with its ministerial dependence, must be replaced by one of mutual interdependence and spiritual nurture within the ecclesia, and as a matter of priority.